I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors, with more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Oh, hell yeah! Oh, hell yeah!
Joe Flacco, starting quarterback for your Cleveland Browns. Kevin's talked about it. Joe's talked about it. Does any part of you feel like it's got to be bizarre for Joe that we talk about Joe? And I might have mentioned this to you a couple days ago, where Joe's a 40-year-old man. I would imagine Joe in his health, and I mean with the advances in sciences and everything, Joe's probably got 50 years left. Would you say like Joe could live until 90, right?
The advances of science, man. Joe has been around since the advent of the printing press, okay. Kenny. He's been around so long.
So Joe's got 50 years probably left. And we talk about Joe Flacco like it's your grandfather's 90th birthday.
And yet I'm older than
going,
him.
Exactly. And you go, we got to go. You never know. This could be his last one. Like in Christmas Vacation, they might not have any more. This might be their last Christmas. You might have to go. Like it's... he's got to be a little bit annoyed by that. Like, I'm not, like, he'd probably sit there going, I'm not 20 anymore, but I'm not old. Like,
I was looking yesterday to see where Joe Flacco, like, if he, would you say it would be miraculous if Flacco would play all 17 games this year? Like, if you were to do a bet, if you were to do the odds on what that would be, the likelihood of him playing all 17 games, it would be minuscule, right?
Yeah.
So I started looking. If he played in all 17 games, where would that put him? Because I'm like, it's year 17. He's going to be in his 40s. That's got to have him like top 8, top 9 ever. But it's not because, in fact, Matt Hasselbeck is ahead of him right now in games started the NFL. It's not because he had like 8 straight years of starting 1, 2, 3, or 4 games. Because that's how crazy the story is, that it looked like he was barreling towards being out of the league. You know, 8 years ago, really. Well, after Lamar Jackson came in, right? How long has Lamar Jackson been here?
Eight years.
Is that crazy?
Yeah.
And for him to be starting,
we call it the better
season,
part of a decade.
Yeah, the starting. Forget the playoff run, which was miraculous a few years ago, or the down the stretch run to get them into the playoffs. But the fact that he is starting right now, I don't think people have fully appreciated how ridiculous this is that he is starting.
It is pretty bizarre. I know what Jeff had said yesterday, 2 days ago, where he said it was a colossal waste of time or colossal failure. Colossal failure was the word. Boy, people are very sensitive about the making sure the words are exactly how they are.
He said colossal failure what?
Colossal failure to play Joe Flacco because you got these two young guys. You got to see what you have with the young guys there. And my thought is you have to be responsible to the veterans. You know, you have to be responsible to the guys who have sweat equity in there. even though they paid. Like, you still got Joel Bitonio on that football team. You still got older guys on that team. And you're trying to do something to establish a culture. Now, I don't think you can establish a culture. Guys, I really don't. I mean, their identity, what is their identity? I mean, I said it yesterday, and people were even upset about that. I go, they're going to try to line up in 12 personnel and run the football. Well, Ken, who's their running back? Well, Ken, you can't do it in the NFL like that. I go, well, if you don't have the horses, you got to try to do it like that, because the only horse you really have is Jerry Jeudy and a little bit of David Njoku. So if you only have those guys, you're probably going to line up and try to run the football. Well, then, Ken, you can't do that in the NFL. Yes, you can. Philadelphia did it. They did it better than anybody else out there. Well, you don't have Saquon Barkley. You don't have Jalen Hurts, which takes me right back to what I said. You're probably going to do protectionism, because I can't just go winging the ball all over the place when I have a bunch of quarterbacks with a propensity to turn the ball over, because I'm either going to have two young guys, Kenny Pickett or Joe Flacco, who's certainly known to turn the ball over. So we're going to go in this vicious cycle. So to settle everything down, ball control, clock management, eliminate turnovers, try to win the turnover margin, and try to win the football game on the margins. Maybe at the very end, they'll still be smiling.
They still won't be that great. From the outside looking in, it totally makes sense for the Browns to get bagged over starting a 40-year-old quarterback on a team that's supposed to be one of the worst teams in football on paper.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, and we'll talk later in the show whether the paper is wrong about that, because some people are starting to insinuate that the paper is wrong.
Well, it's weird because Danny Cannell said 9 to 10 wins they could be this year. That's something to pound the table on. I heard Fanta getting a shouting match with Nick and Jonathan. Well, really Nick. But it was really, honestly, it was really John's shouting match with himself. Fanta was yelling about them being a 6-win team. And I go, I don't know if 6 wins is anything to puff your chest out about there, but we're not setting a high standard here.
Yeah, maybe so, it depends who gets the 6 wins. If it's Joe Flacco getting the 6 wins versus, is it the rookie quarterbacks getting the 6 wins? Maybe that changes everything.
We have to figure that out as the season goes on.
I mean, I think that would be really, really kind of informative on what kind of a year it is. So I keep thinking, yeah, if I did radio anywhere outside of Cleveland, I always try to keep this in the back of my mind. What would I be saying? And I'd be saying, all right, where does Vegas have the Browns? 4.5, 5 wins. Okay, they're starting a 40-year-old quarterback when they drafted two rookies. But they got to understand, two rookies is not two rookies. They didn't draft Jaden Daniels here. They didn't draft Baker Mayfield. Okay, this is a third and fifth rounder. The third rounder almost universally was overdrafted, and the fifth rounder was almost universally underdrafted. But both of them right now, would you bet on either of them having a long-term starting career in the NFL? No, you wouldn't.
No, right. Not,
most people wouldn't.
Not now, I can't. Now, I would bet higher on Shador Sanders.
The Shador Sanders first crowd, which we have a bunch of them, we welcome them in. They, depending on the day, they have problems with us, or depending on the day, they appreciate us.
We're the champions of champions.
But I think even they have to recognize that the fact that he lasted till the fifth round showed you where the league kind of felt about either his skills or his abilities or his interview techniques or whatever
it was.
And now, what would he be on the depth chart today if, let's say, Kenny Pickett was miraculously healthy today?
Well,
where would Shador be on the depth chart today?
Oh, those are two. I think those are two different answers.
It's still fourth. Me and you, it wouldn't be fourth. But for the Browns, it seems like all indications are that it would be fourth.
And then we can argue whether or not we agree with that, and I'm sure we will at some point.
But that's what I'm saying, is it's such an uphill battle.
Yes.
Not that he won't get an opportunity this year on the Browns. Everybody gets an opportunity. We were going through the quarterbacks before the show. We welcome Gabe. Is that your name?
Gabe, his name is Gabe Clark. You didn't even say hi to Gabe, did you?
No, he came over to shake my hand. I said, today, bad day.
No,
bad day to try to shake my hand.
Lime is under the weather.
As I have a box full of tissue with lotion.
Yes, tissues with lotion.
The tissue with lotion. But you brought up who was quarterback last year?
7 different ones.
But you mentioned
no,
one.
Last year,
you mentioned one I totally forgot about
Jeff
already.
Jeff Driscoll.
Wasn't that 2 years ago, or was that last year?
That was 2 years ago.
Okay.
Over the last 2 years.
Yeah, who was last year?
Last year it was Deshaun.
Yeah.
It was DTR, Jameis, Bailey Zappi.
That was the one I totally forgot. And I'm sure most people probably forgot about Driscoll in the final game, because that was the final game of the year last year. So one slogan is odds are you'll have fun. With the Browns, odds are come January, you'll get in.
If you are
a quarterback and you've had a clipboard at some point during the season, you will get a chance to throw a football.
I actually love that thought, and I think you just stumbled on something I might want to do either on the podcast or depending on how today goes or tomorrow goes, maybe do it then. How would I treat the Browns if we did this show in Philadelphia? And I would think, I put the Browns away until Shedeur Sanders plays.
Yeah.
I mean, 100%. Hey, you had the unwatchables list, which is probably something we should do again. Guys, if we lived in any other city other than the AFC North, if we were in a non-AFC North city, they'd be on the early unwatchables watch list. Not, I don't know if anybody's unwatchable yet, but after week one, you would know. But they would be a team that you would probably put away until they play Shedeur Sanders, and then you would drop in to see Shedeur Sanders. And there's other teams that we've said that way, but that's, you know, that's the stark truth about it if you weren't a Browns fan. I mean, hell, I got Browns fans saying that they're going to do their lawn work anyway. Okay, those are Browns fans saying that. So you know how we would stand on it if we were in Atlanta, Georgia, or anywhere else about the Browns. There's plenty of other football teams I felt that way. That crystallizes things the way you just said it. But, you know, there was some interesting audio there yesterday. So Joe Flacco, he was asked some interesting questions. And I want to get to this because Joe was asked, they actually asked him how long his leash is.
Well, we all know how that works. I mean, you know, that's everybody in the league. But it's not really my job to look at it in that way. It's just to kind of go out there and play my game, kind of like I've been doing, you know, all training camp and not worrying about all that stuff. Just going out there and playing my game and being the best I can.
I know where you want to go on that. Now, hold on. Let me get to these two other things because I know what you might be thinking. Because I did a disservice yesterday. You asked me a question, and I forgot to answer it coming back from break. I hate when I do that, and I apologize to anybody who was listening then. I'm going to answer it here in just a moment. Kevin Stefanski, when asked about Joe Flacco and all the quarterbacks they have who start for them, this is what Kevin Stefanski said about who plays quarterback.
We have a standard for that position, regardless of who's in there. Practice, games, how we operate, what we believe in. Obviously, Joe, having done it at a high level, has done it here as well. That lends itself to confidence in himself and confidence from his teammates.
How many different quarterbacks you have the last couple of years? Seven. You sure you have a standard? I think that standard is the same as old Gabe boys over there at 2 a.m. What bar do you go to, Gabe?
Ray's Place.
You go to Ray's Place. Wait, in Kent?
In Kent, yeah.
Wow, look at...
I'm familiar with the steps to get up there, Gabe? At Ray's Place.
23.
That's still too old for you know whose daughter, right?
Yeah.
She's in college, though. Yeah. She's a grown woman now.
I know. Normally, once you get to school...
He ain't listening right now.
You just go out the window.
You go to Ray's Place in Kent?
Absolutely. Okay,
it's a great place.
What time do they close? Oh, yeah, Mitch, like you go there. You just go there and stare at the wall. Mitch, you go to Ray's Place?
I've been there many times.
Really? Mitch?
Yeah.
You go out?
Often, yeah.
I don't believe him.
More okay, my college days, yeah.
Well, then I would say our standard is the same as Gabe's and Mitch's at Ray's Place in the late evening. That's what I say our standard is. Standards change as the season goes on, just as they do as the night goes on. Kevin Stefanski did go further, and he was asked, and this is the operative thing here, he was asked if Kenny Pickett had a realistic shot at the starting job.
Yeah, I'm still excited about Kenny, the player, the person. I've been around him now for many months, and I know what he's about. I know how he was performing. The injury was unfortunate, but it hasn't stopped him from being engaged. It hasn't stopped him from knowing exactly what's going on day-to-day basis. He's getting as much work as he can right now, but he has performed really, really well.
Does that sound like a guy they're trading or cutting?
No, but
it's bad news for Shedeur, right?
Go ahead and tell everybody what you noted.
What I said to you about the phraseology of what they said going into week one this year.
That's enough of that. Well, no, wait, not the phraseology there. Wait, what you mean it's bad for Shedeur? Like, they're not going to cut Shedeur.
No, but it's if there's another guy in front of you when you didn't think there would be multiple guys in front of you and then the starting quarterback, that's probably bad news for Shedeur fans.
Probably. Probably. But you noticed the wording there that said week one starter.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think Joe's guaranteed anything past week one? That is the general question for everybody. 216-474-0092.
Yeah, I had assumed, what did I say yesterday? Three games? If they started 0-3,
I said that
would be the end of Flacco?
I said London could be the Waterloo.
When is that? Which game is that?
I don't remember. It's not in the late part of the season. It's not in the early part of the season.
It's the first game in October.
There you go. It's a month into the year. So you're three games in. I'm five games in. Is what that is right there. I think maybe Sunday, 9:30 a.m. I don't know what time that is in England. I've never been there. We won the war with them. I don't need to know. They are the five games in. Maybe that ends up being his time. And there were a lot of people who noticed. And you asked me this going to break yesterday, and I went to write it down, and damn it, I got distracted, forgot to answer it coming back, and I hate when I do that. And I didn't answer it because I'm going, why would you just have him start for week one? He could have, I don't think it should be just in concrete, cornerstone, Joe Flacco forever. No, but man, you can't really consider pulling him after week one, could you?
I could answer that, if you'd like, why they might feel that way.
You want to do that here in about 4.5 minutes?
I can do it.
216-474-0092. All right, I want to ask you as a Browns fan, because you could be one of the people who are kind of like Jeff Phelps, like, what are we doing here? Let's go. Let's get to, I don't know about Kenny. Let's get to Dylan. Let's get to Shador. You could be that way, so you could say he's absolutely not guaranteed anything past week one. That statement only says week one. Or you could say that's really silly. That would be typical same old Brown stuff. Don't do something like that. Should Joe be guaranteed anything past week one? 216-474-0092. Because the statement it said, the Browns statement it said, he's the starter for week one. And as everybody is, because you got a four quarterback race here to be the starter of the quarterback, or to be the starting quarterback of the Browns this year, even though it was really between Joe Flacco and Kenny Pickett, and Kenny bowed out because of injury there, that the Browns could have something up their sleeve that says that, maybe they would like to put Kenny Pickett in there as soon as possible. They wanted Kenny Pickett. Now, there's been plenty of people, the Breers of the world, et cetera, who have said that the Browns wanted Kenny Pickett to win that job. Okay? Now, Breer had also said, like, hey, you know, this is going to be a done deal here. It's going to be Joe Flacco. But I think a lot of people have said that the Browns wanted Kenny Pickett to go out and take the job, seize it. And he really didn't get a chance to. Now, I really didn't. I go with what I know, and I know that Joe Flacco, I feel, is a better quarterback, but we'll find out. Maybe Kenny Pickett is a diamond in the rough. But we might find that out sooner than later. I think it would be ridiculous to have that in the back of your mind right now. Now, you have to be prepared for anything, but it would be ridiculous for them to do that, because then you're just doing some dog and pony show for veterans and old guys like me, or whatever you want to say, that want to be too conservative about the offense. Because the other guys you're putting out there, I'm sorry, I know I asked you this question. I'm just going to get my thoughts off my chest right now about this. Because the other guys you put out there, A, you either have a guy who is an also-ran for a lot of people, who really, other than his family members on the internet that like to cuss out radio show hosts, there's really no excitement for him at all. The only arguments we can make is Sam Darnold, who I think is not out of the woods by any means. Geno Smith, who is a respectable quarterback, but nothing that anybody takes seriously or puts in the top 5, top 10, top 15. So then you have a guy like Kenny Pickett. Why do I bother with that? So then I would probably be putting Dylan Gabriel and or Shador Sanders in too quickly. You have to be hoping anything can happen week one. If he goes out there and he has a Dan Marino final game.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. You can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Game against the Jaguars where he throws 5 interceptions and they just go get smashed. Like, yeah, fine. You know what? It's on the table. But I don't think we're going to have that conversation. And if he were to go out and they were to lose a game, you know, 21-17 or something like that, and he's a veteran quarterback, I'm playing in week 2. I'm playing in week 2, and I'm probably playing in week 3. And I'm probably playing in week 4, but we don't know how it goes, and then we'll see where it goes. I mean, the leash is not long, but you can't just say, well, week 1 and that's it. Like, come on.
So is there...
Let's not be silly.
The only way I could see that being the case, and I floated this out there yesterday, and people were apoplectic on the notion that this could be true, that Kenny Pickett, that there are still some people in the organization that think Kenny Pickett is their...
I almost tweeted back at you, and I decided not to because I don't want to give away what we can sell. I'm like, there's got to be 150 people in the building. Yeah, mm-hmm. You're bound to find somebody who like Kenny Pickett at some point.
So my contention was there are people in that building that think Kenny Pickett is the best quarterback they have in that building. And you'd say, well, what evidence could you possibly have? Well, for one, why did they take so long, even though Kenny Pickett couldn't play, why did they take so long to name a quarterback? No, it's not like Joe Flacco gives you some strategic advantage. If anything, it makes it easier to prepare because they don't have that added twist of a quarterback being able to run the football. Like Kenny Pickett does bring a little bit of that to the table. So if anything, that would be the only reason they would try to keep Cincinnati guessing. Second of all is, again, who was the guy that was here first in this quarterback room?
It was Kenny.
It was Kenny.
Kenny was the first one to fill it out.
You know, it's funny. I said a few days ago on social media that they had traded. Well, I said it on the show that, you know, they traded an asset for him. And someone goes, why do you keep saying they traded an asset? It was DTR. I go, I forgot they traded DTR for it. I was talking about the draft pick. That's sorry, DTR. I feel bad saying that.
You might be able to get DTR back here. If
yeah,
Tuesday,
heck yeah.
So we'll
make,
find
it
out.
Make it 7 quarterbacks.
Yeah, if you want to go ahead and do that,
but,
go right on ahead.
But, okay, you made an astute point.
Thank
like,
you.
Well, there's 150 people. Well, in analytics alone, I think there's 100 people in that room.
Okay, then there's 250 people.
There's 1,000 people in that room. However... Oh, we polled 1,000 people in the room.
Survey says.
But The reality is, I still think there's a chance that the guy in that room, Andrew Berry, is there a chance Andrew Berry, who went and got Kenny Pickett first, who traded not only a pick and a player to get him, he was the first guy in the room. Is there a chance that Andrew Berry thinks Kenny Pickett's the best quarterback on that roster? And if so,
yes.
What does that mean for Joe Flacco?
That the leash is probably
and
short.
The
leash is probably short. While I want to fight you on it, they went out and they got Kenny Pickett first. You're not wrong. I can't be apoplectic. I don't like to hear it, but it doesn't mean it ain't true.
I don't like to hear it either.
They like Kenny Pickett.
I said it.
They traded for Kenny Pickett. They traded the fifth round asset and Dorian Thompson Robinson with the guy. They clearly like the guy. Kevin clearly likes the guy. He acted as if he would be a starting quarterback to the point where I told you that night when they had taken in it doesn't seem nice now considering what he's been accused of and we haven't got him signed yet. But Quinshon Judkins was telling us the night he got drafted, like he was just getting texts from Kenny Pickett. And we all
right,
looked at
you
each
remember
other.
That?
We all like me and Nathan and Gerard all looked at each other and went, oh boy, like that's an interesting one because by that time you have Joe Flacco there and we're going, no, Kenny's acting as if he's the starter.
Yes. Yes.
That's the way we were looking at it. And so that added another wrinkle to all this. And so, yeah, I don't doubt that whatsoever. So I have to be prepared to say, yeah, maybe after a couple of weeks, 3 weeks, it would have to show that Joe just simply does not have what it takes to be a starting quarterback anymore in this league. And maybe he will. But I just don't think it's right to say, well, he's a starter for week one. Like, I just don't think there should be a plan of succession right after week one. I don't even remember who they take on week two, to be honest with you.
Well,
I got to go look at it right now. They got Baltimore at Baltimore. Oh, that's right.
Well, that's
Baltimore's
the day,
doing their 30th
anniversary
celebration.
Was Flacco asked about it yesterday?
He did say he was looking forward to going back and playing against them week two, which who knows if he will be playing by week two.
Yeah,
he may be under the
so we
he's
don't
a competitor.
Think,
he's under the impression that he's going to be playing a long time.
So we don't think this is the old school college football depth chart, the Joe Flacco or Kenny Pickett situation. Like, it's Joe Flacco's here, and then we go down, and then there's Kenny Pickett. Like, they're not on the same line, are they?
Are you talking about us or Browns?
With the Browns. Or,
oh, no.
Or is this competition still going?
I don't know how to do it on the radio. It's like Joe, Step, Kenny. Step, Dylan, Step, Shador. It's probably how I think they're thinking. Or maybe even...
about to get the tweets.
Guys, I don't agree with this with what I'm about to tell you. I don't agree. This is not my opinion. This is just how I think that they may be thinking, okay? Kenny, Step, or excuse me, Joe, Step, Kenny. Step. Dylan, Step, Shador.
Four?
Yeah, Shador.
Oh, I was waiting for you to say four.
No.
I was waiting for you to say four.
No. Well, the four, fourth on a depth chart.
No,
that's where
No. Very different four.
No.
I thought you were going to say four.
No. That's a totally different one. Then you got to bring in the owners. You got to bring in everybody. You're going to have a lot of fans who are upset.
Young Gabe, did you chart the amount of no's
you
that Ken Carmen said?
You got to bring in the mowers.
I was at least 17.
You have to bring in the weed whackers. You have to bring in the Christmas decorations that people are going to be hanging up. You got to bring all that stuff in before you make that consideration. Because that's the one where, you know what? You'll get people to come to the ballpark to go see Dylan Gabriel. Like, all right, let's go see. He seems like a nice enough guy. I know he kind of stuck his foot in his mouth on Saturday, but who cares?
Yeah.
We all say things. Don't matter. Let's go see Dylan Gabriel. And by the time that Dylan Gabriel is supposed to be playing, none of us will remember that anyway. So let's go see the fine young man. Shador, yeah, man, we'll be there with bells on, clearly. Even if you're a hater, you're curious. The other guy, no. We'll be cleaning up the yard.
It's 18.
Is there any golf left? Is there any golf left to play by that time?
Oh, come on. It's going to be...
Who knows the weather?
We're getting golf later and later in the season.
Okay, so
I don't want
golf...
them punching at a certain time.
But if it's cart path only, even if it's cart path only, I think they'll go ahead and do that before they go watch the other guy. So it's Joe, Step, Kenny, Step, Dylan, Step, Shador. Step.
No.
All the way down to Deshaun Watson. Yes. That's why, but I wish I could disagree with you on that. I don't. I want to, But then I go, well, if nobody in the building really liked Kenny Pickett, then what the hell is he doing here? And
yeah,
what are you trading
why
for?
Why was he here to begin with?
So they clearly like him. And again, you go back to what had happened the night of the draft, the night of day two of the draft. But I think it just, it would be a horrific message. And I know that technically one time you went and you traded a guy after week one and Derek Anderson took over and they had a great season.
That's an all-time story.
That is an all-time story.
2007, right?
That's one out of 26 seasons. You've had three other good seasons other than that. You had that season, which was fun. You've had 21 other bad ones. So I wouldn't say, like when we do our argument about the Guardians, where we say, like, guys, the Guardians aren't going to learn any lesson if they don't go to the playoffs this year. There's no lesson. There is no argument to be made other than maybe it could possibly happen, but that's about it with the crazy Derek Anderson season. So if you go into the season and it's Joe just starting week one, man, Kenny better be able to spin it. Kenny better be able to. And then I got to look at Kevin. I go, are you lying to yourself? Are you that desperate for your own job? Are you doing what's best for everybody there? Because if you are doing what's best for everybody, I find it hard to believe that you would just be willing to pull Joe Flacco after week one against the Cincinnati Bengals. It has to be a horrific performance. Like all-time Browns bad, this guy's got to go, maybe retire performance. Lyman and I got into a bit of a debate before the show.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I've been killed online, but I know I win this because I'm going to tell you why. I asked you, so how did Paul Brown get brought up? How the hell did Paul Brown get brought up? Oh, yeah, because you were asking me about Blanton Collier's win percentage right after.
Well, the reason was I started the Dallas Cowboys documentary.
That's right.
And it starts what an awkward transition between Tom Landry and Jimmy Johnson because of who bought the team, Jerry Jones. And I thought to myself, man, you know, the biggest problem for Art Modell, and because I don't know the history like you do, Kenny. I knew they had won a Super Bowl after Paul Brown had left, but I didn't realize how successful, just in terms of wins and losses, you know, the guy that took over for him was. And amazingly enough, it was the same. It was 67%, or was it 60, the other number that we like?
69%.
Was it 69?
Yeah, oh, both were 69.
Right. Here we go. So, and he won a Super Bowl. Because I said,
well, he won a championship.
A championship. Because Jerry Jones, if Jerry, yeah, it's funny, we're talking the history. It's not a Super Bowl. It's important to note that, because we always wonder what different factions of the fan base, what different demographics believe. But I was thinking when I was watching the Cowboys, I'm like, yeah, but no dynasty. Like Art Modell doesn't get to say, he doesn't get to say anything these days, but he doesn't get to say after getting rid of Paul Brown, like, oh, we had a dynasty afterwards. Like the Cowboys got to say that. And so it made the Tom Landry thing moot.
Yeah. Then it got to Paul Brown, and then it got to this whole thing. And something about kids knowing who Paul Brown is. Mm-hmm. And you said, I don't think any young Browns fan knows who Paul Brown is. And I go, no, I think a lot of young Browns fans would know who Paul Brown is. And I put it out there, and it's like, it's already, my opinion is getting smashed. And I think a 20-year-old...
Which, by the way, shocking, because you're talking to diehard Browns fans. Well,
but I'm talking to diehard Browns fans. See, that's the thing. I'm talking to diehard Browns fans who are in their 30s and 40s. If you're a 20-year-old Browns fan, now, if you're a 20-year-old Browns fan, you got a lot of other distractions going on. That's for sure. But we were accused of having a bunch of other distractions, and our fathers were accused and all that other stuff. And then before that, they were good. And during our father's childhood, they were good. But for a young Browns fan, how have you not heard of it? Because it's the only person you've ever heard of that's brought real success. It's like not knowing who Santa Claus is. If you're 20 years old, you know who Santa Claus is. If you're a 20-year-old Browns fan, you have to know who Paul Brown is, because it's the only thing that's very successful to be telling a young Browns fan. Like, there's a little bit of, there's some players, there's the 80s, a little bit. Like, you, in your age group, there are definitely 44-year-old guys who have 20-year-old sons. Well, they would tell their sons about the 80s Browns, but they would also tell them about Paul Brown, because they were told about Paul Brown. Like, I look at Paul Brown as almost a mythological figure within the Browns, where a lot of people would probably feel that they would know who Paul Brown is if they were 20 years old, because that's all their dads told them about, was probably the great history of the Browns and how we used to be good. And when I'm talking to diehard Browns fans do not think the team's going to be very good this year. Diehard Browns fans are down on the Browns this year. Even the most ardent, crazy, come on, guys, let's be positive Browns fans are down on the Browns this year. And the only thing that they have left to cling to is the history of the Browns. How would a young kid not know who the Browns are? I don't know how many 20-year-olds are listening at 6:48 in the morning right now, which is probably ageism by me. You're 23, Gabe, and I already know what your internship was before, so you don't count. We have a new guy named Gabe. He's not a new guy, but he's technically a new guy here. I've known Gabe for quite a while now. But either way, I think that a young guy in his early 20s, definitely, if you're listening to this, you definitely know who Paul Brown is.
Well, I would hope, because so we're speaking to the guys that do want to carry on, you know, that type of tradition and knowledge. But average fan,
a hardcore Browns fan who I'm talking to, it's your lack of faith in the generation behind us, which we always have. And the second thing is, it's your lack of faith in the Browns. It's your lack of faith in the Browns to create anybody in between the 80s Browns and now, with the exception of a couple of players who at sometimes you almost feel bad for, that have been really, really good players on really, really bad teams. So I would say definitely a 20-year-old knows who the Browns are. I wish I could find anything that was outside of this realm, because I think anything like if Owen were to ask his kids, Owen's kids know who Paul Brown is. He works in this business. If I don't know how else to do it, but I would imagine that if there was a guy who's a listener and his son is 20 years old in Middleburg Heights, Ohio, I guarantee you on my own life that kid knows who Paul Brown is. Other than that, or he's trolling me.
Well,
you guys won't believe it.
I mean, that's going all the way back to the 60s. I want to know, are we sure that everybody knows that when they do the Baltimore Ravens, how many years, 30 years of whatever, Week 2, when Joe Flacco goes back there and gets whatever round of applause and ovation he gets for being a part of the Ravens' identity, like, are we positive that all the young Browns fans will know that that was us? That the only reason that
I would imagine
they got off to a great start and won a Super Bowl right away Was because of us?
How does it not? How does a young Browns?
I would
how does a young Browns fan?
I never know about who is passing the traditions along to make sure that you indoctrinate your young ones in knowing this where this came from and why we're so passionate.
This isn't the 50s and 60s Browns where there's one game a week on national television and we have Jim Brown and we're winning championships. So people in Alabama end up being Browns fans and we get calls from Birmingham, Alabama. It isn't like that anymore. You have to want to be a Browns fan until otherwise. The Chiefs are enjoying that. There will probably be multiple generations of Chiefs fans now because of who they have at quarterback and because they win multiple Super Bowls now. And at one point, you enjoyed that. You don't anymore. And you haven't enjoyed it for quite a while. So a 20-year-old Browns fan, more than likely, guys, I wish we had a bigger footprint with the older people we do. With the 30-somethings who have, hate to say it, have led to part of the brain drain here in Northeast Ohio as they've moved to Los Angeles, as they moved to New York City, as they moved to Chicago.
Heck, Charlotte.
Yeah, well, just ask old Mayor Business about all that, but that's a totally different set of circumstances here. They've moved to all these other places. They create big-time Browns backers groups in all these other places because they ain't living here no more. But with the 20-year-old who is from here, who's from Northeast Ohio, yeah, you basically got to be from here to be a Browns fan right now. What has been the enticement? Johnny Manziel's no enticement. He's enticed by other things.
Yeah, maybe we gained some
enticement
fans
from him
when we traded for, Odell Beckham. So, and, you know, who knows? Will the Shador fans be staying with us?
So a guy.
Is this very temporary?
If he's good, the Shador fans will be with us. If he's not so good and they have to move on from him or they do the unthinkable and actually cut this guy by the end of this week, which they won't. But if they were to do something like that, well, then you better duck and cover because there's going to be serious hell to pay. But the 20-year-old Browns fan out there, boy, you got to want it right now. You got to want it. And that means you know who Paul Brown is because you're going to cling to the last parts of success, sustained success that you've had. I know I'm right. You guys will not believe me, but damn it, I know it.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.